Hey, everyone.
Welcome to Sunday Afternoon Baseball. Best of show.
That's
for
right.
The 2011 season one.
It's 2012 now.
Yeah, so...
we're looking back.
Wake up. Where have you been?
Yeah, get used to the future.
It's 2012 already. Before we started recording, Dave was like, I don't want to shout anymore.
Yeah.
So that's why we're talking weird.
I want to establish a sacred space.
Yeah.
Before I went, hello! And now I'm like, no, man.
Hello.
It's going to scare people off.
Yeah, well, I feel like we're about to give them, like, cookie recipes or something.
This is for people who listened to us last year, a small but mighty group.
Yeah.
Who want to reflect on the good times.
And want to... sing a song that remind them of the good times. A song that remind them of the better times.
Yeah. What is that song?
I get knocked out. That's the Chumbawamba.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a good song.
Yeah, I know.
I get knocked down, but I get up again. Ain't never gonna keep me down. Chumbawamba.
The ironic part is none of this would have made the best of show. So let's get right into it.
The other people who can listen to it.
Oh fuck!
Are people who have never heard us?
Yeah.
And are like, what's this about? Even
right.
Oh, a best of show? That'll give me a quick idea.
That'll give me a quick reason to never listen to it.
This is the greatest hit show for all the sampler plate people out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like the best of Joel.
This is like...
three disc edition.
Billy Joel?
Yeah. Let's get right into it. Obviously, a huge part of what we do on the podcast here is pay homage every week to Buck Martinez and Pat Tabler.
Our favorite broadcasters.
Of all time. It started around episode...
Six-ish. The first one. You might notice kind of a first season Simpsons effect.
Yeah, we tried to put this in like chronological order as best as possible so that you can kind of get a sense of the evolution of the scouting report as the season's gone along. So without further ado, here are some of the best scouting report moments from 2011. They're coming right
fast.
Right at you like a dick in the face.
And here's the scouting report for Brandon Morrow. He's free and easy, which means he's had a lot of sex in his life. Dave?
He's the J's K man, which means he's in charge of the letter K in all team missives.
And he's got the twins' first look, which means this is the first time he's ever looked like a twin.
It's also the first thing that the twins look at when they wake up in the morning.
Yeah. I think what we mean by the J's K man is that Brandon Morrow has a silent K at the beginning of his first and last name.
I think what we're trying to say is that he's a caveman, but we forgot the V.
He's the J's caveman, everybody.
He doesn't shave.
Brandon Camorro. Here's the scouting report for Jeremy Gutherson. No Jays fan means that he doesn't strike out very many Blue Jays.
He's also slip sliding, which means he owns a crocodile mile in his backyard.
Long ball fan means he needs a fan to fan his long, weird-shaped balls.
That's right. A lot of pitchers have oddly shaped testicles, which really lends itself to their arm strength.
His look like two giant fleshy zucchinis, which is really weird and off-putting.
I felt them, and it's not as hard as you would imagine.
They're really soft, and they feel like they're full of rice.
It made me want to eat some zucchinis and burritos.
In a weird way, I envy him. Here's the scouting report for Jojo Reyes. He's a big hit with the hitters, which means that he likes to put hats on the hitters.
He also has gone through a tough road, which means he always chooses the gravel road on his way to the ballpark, sometimes ending up in the ditch.
It should also be noted that he's well supported, which means he just got a new brassiere for his boobs.
Yeah. He just went to that nice bra store. Bras for bros.
He walked into the bra store and he said, I need something to hold my tits.
He said, give me the biggest one you have.
E-cups, please.
He's not even that busty a guy.
I know.
That was like, the scouting report.
Give me the Bartolo Colon special.
I'm here to feel Bartolo Colon's tits. I'm here to titty fuck Bartolo Colon.
Man, that was over fast.
Here's the scouting report for Tommy Huge. Velocity issues means that velociraptors chase him everywhere he goes.
He has four different pitches, which are, hey, what's up? Come on, wanna fuck?
And he has an excellent curveball, which means that he's always leaving red herrings at the end of his mystery novels that he writes.
What a curveball! Shut book, put him in bed, go to sleep.
The mother of the groom is the father of the groom? What?
I should have known when this book was called Wacky Wedding!
Wacky Wedding Murders! That scouting report was brought to you by used cars! You don't know what's happened in a used car.
Ah, used cars! They fall apart as soon as you drive off a bridge.
Used cars! Why buy a new car when there's semen stains all over this one?
Oh, nice semen stains, Buck.
Thank you.
Here, flashback to me getting in your car.
Get in my crunchy car, Pat Dabbler! You're pregnant!
9 months later, baby!
Father!
What a curveball!
Here's the scouting report for C.C. Sebastian. Low three-quarter angle means that he's three-quarters drunk every time he goes hang gliding.
He's got the ability to adjust, so if you have a lot of crooked pictures in your house, he's the guy to call!
Answer the bell means that he is always at home trying to get away from telemarketers.
That's right. And he lives in a church.
Yeah. They ring the church bell. Let's do a flashback to the time I brought Girl Guide cookies to C.C. Sabathia's house trying to sell them to him.
Ding bong.
I gotta ring the bell.
Oh no.
Ah, Cece, come eat these gross things.
That's the bell.
No, I rang it. You have to come to the door.
I'm coming.
I don't see you. Are you the church or the thing inside the church? You're a lot bigger up close. Hey, this church has a church inside it.
Hey, kids, it's me, C.C. Sabathia. I was 5 steps away from the door.
It took you a lot longer than that to get here, though.
I had to go and pick up my eyeglasses.
What? Is that because you're so huge I just don't see them on your face?
Yeah. They're on the top of my head. But I want to look at all you cute girl guides.
I don't see any glasses. Are you thinking of the ribs stuck to your face?
Uh-oh.
Here's the scouting report for Wayne Davies. Better than his numbers means that he's better when his numbers don't get the better half of his crusts.
He's got a heavy two-seamer, which means he has seams on his testicles.
Curve and cutter strikes has something to do with the seams on his testicles that he got from riding a mechanical bull.
It was a lot of fun at the time, but probably not worth it.
Yep. Let's do a flashback to the time I caught Pat Tabler riding a mechanical bull.
Whoa! What a cutty bull this is!
Hey, Pat Tabler, from here it looks like you're riding a real bull with knives on its back.
Yup, that's old Daisy!
Aw, Daisy's being a real bitch. Hey, how are the seams on your testicles holding up?
Not too well.
Oh man, would it help if I fed the bull some oats and put more knives on its back?
I'm in a lot of pain right now.
Let me get you an aspirin with knives on its back.
That'll do it.
Okay. Here's the scouting report for Brad Cecil. Get me through six means that he chugs a six-pack of beers and he needs a lot of help from his friends.
He's heading to 200, which is his personal beer drinking goal for the day.
Down, down, down means that he's given a lot of blowjobs in order to keep his spot on the pitching rotation. Spoiler alert, we are not going to do a flashback to that.
This scouting report has been brought to you by French Presses.
French Presses. It's the news in French.
Zoodalore, what the news is today here in Paris?
Let's do a flashback to the time that I got a French newspaper delivered to my house by accident. And Pat Tabler came in to tell me that I couldn't understand the news because it was in French.
Newspaper.
Let me see. Top story. Je ne sais plus les corquillotecs avec les renards.
Whoa, Buck, what are you reading?
I think it's about Stephen Harper.
Oh, yeah, but in French.
Let me read your horoscope. Bienvenue à la corquillotec de la hammers on the parle Halloweens.
That was a lot of fun.
Oh, a lot of scouting reports there. Oh man,
yeah, six or seven at least.
Yeah, I don't know how many.
I think there was seven.
Probably seven.
This is important.
Yeah. Did you guys at home? I hope you were counting how many scouting reports there were.
There'll be a quiz afterwards.
Yeah, that's right.
It's all counting based.
That's right. Okay, so,
as you can tell, we're hard-hitting baseball analysts.
For sure, and, these next clips will indicate, just how in-depth and analytical we get when it comes to some of the players and personalities around the game of baseball.
Past and present.
And present.
Dave, do you hate Markham now?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, we talked about it in...
So what... Tell
I like
me what's,
Wells, Markham...
What's the difference between, not hating Markham and hating Halliday?
Because Markham doesn't give interviews where he's like, oh man, we're back in Dunedin, I hate this place, I got sent down.
I'm pretty sure no one gives interviews like that.
No, Roy Halliday farts in every interview he gives. You can look it up.
I think you're seeing what you want to see in these Roy Halliday interviews.
Yeah, no, Baseball Almanac did name Roy Halliday most farties.
Most happy to leave.
Farty asshole, yeah.
Toronto.
Farty asshole of the year.
Adrian Beltre, cool guy or fuck this guy?
Fuck this guy. The most overrated piece of shit in baseball. Fuck this fucking piece of shit taking Michael Young's job at third. Just because the Rangers wanted to make a big statement, like, fuck this guy. He shouldn't be starting. Michael Young should be starting.
Oh, okay.
Cool guy or fuck this guy, dude?
Cool.
What do you like about him?
He doesn't wear a jockstrap.
Yeah, neither do I.
Even after he got hit in the nuts, had to sit out like a month. Love that guy. Looks like we're going to have a podcast field off. Okay. I'm Adrian Beltre, and you're Michael Young.
All right.
Pretend a ground ball's coming towards you. What do you do?
I make the play, and I thank Jesus.
All right. Triple play. Oh, my nuts! Chris Paris, cool guy or fuck this guy?
Cool guy. Look at that hair.
Yeah, cool guy.
Yeah, look at that beard.
He looks like the weird neighbor that you might have growing up.
He's like, come on over and sit in my boat.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you live like in an area that's totally landlocked.
Yeah, and, so the boat is
in his backyard. Like,
that's never left that backyard, yeah.
I just untarped the boat if you want to come over for a sit.
It's like being on water.
It's like being on water, except fucking cinder blocks.
Chris Berries. Alright. I want Chris Berries to be a regular character.
Yeah.
So, hey guys.
Hey.
Do you guys want some bubblegum?
Do you want some bubblegum? I got some in the boat.
Yeah. You guys want to watch me drink beers?
Yeah, you want to watch me drink beers and fall off my boat?
You can't have any. You're kids.
You kids. You're fucking know-nothing piece of shit kids.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, kids. I love you guys.
I love kids. Well, if you guys will recall, on the last Baltimore Orioles podcast, I referenced our meeting with Boob Powell. Mm-hmm. And I shared some very personal details of little tidbits of knowledge that he shared with me.
Alex Boog Powell is another guy with an awesome name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And he played for Baltimore Orioles, the team the Jays are playing in the 70s.
Okay.
And he still hangs around and, like, runs a barbecue at the Orioles Stadium.
Out in right field there.
Yeah.
And we met him, and on the last Orioles podcast, you know, I mentioned five things that Boog Powell shared with us.
Yeah.
Nuggets
of wisdom. Nuggets
of wisdom. Which was great, but it's gotten a bit weird. It's gone a bit set since then. Yeah. Well, he's been leaving me all these weird phone messages.
Oh, jeez.
Boop, wow. Powell. And yeah. It's getting a little invasive.
You thought it would be great giving him your phone number.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I always want to hear from the Boog. But, I mean, he's starting to, like, infringe on my shit.
Yeah.
And I just got to kind of cut this off before it becomes a thing.
Lay out some boundaries.
Well, for example, here are just five of the messages that he's left me in the past week or so. And these are just five of them that readily come to mind.
Yeah.
I should do this in the Boog Powell voice, I guess?
I don't think you have a choice.
Okay, cool. The first one was, hey, Paul, it's Boog. You gotta help me, man. I forget how to make sandwiches. I mean, where do you put the bread? That's the end of the message.
That makes sense if he...
You forgot where to put the bread.
It's all about your frame of reference, I guess.
Yeah.
If you start, if you have everything else in a sandwich, and then you're like, oh yeah, bread's
like,
involved.
Meat, sauce. Oh, something's missing.
Yeah.
I know there's bread, but where?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The key is you have to start with the bread, I guess.
Oh, and like Derek Lee got traded before the deadline.
Right.
So around the time that happened, I got this message. Hey, Paul, it's Boog. Listen, man, I can't find Derek Lee anywhere, and I've looked everywhere. Also, which one is Derek Lee?
Where did that guy? In Atlanta?
In the Pittsburghs.
Oh, before they
went
into a nosedive.
Yes,
they had. Derek Lee caused nosedive.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
that guy's bad news.
Yeah, he hasn't heard of trades, I guess.
Yeah. Alright. He also left me a message saying, Paul, Boog, hey, did you know that Buck Showalter is allergic to peanuts? I just thought you might want to know. That was the whole message.
That sounds like he was using his voice of experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again...
Yeah.
Not at 4 in the morning. I've got limits.
Yeah, you just put your nightcap on, your gown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and here's one I got at like 4 in the morning as well.
Yeah. Boog time.
Like, Paul, it's B-Rag. He was on a familiar...
Yeah.
That level of familiarity with me. Hey, man. Do you by chance have an extra key to Camden Yards? I think I left all the barbecues in the stadium on. It turns out I didn't have an extra key to Camden Yards. Why would I?
He thinks you're a lot more of an important player in Camden Yards.
Yeah. I've been there once. Come on.
Yeah. Get real, Boog.
Come on, Boog. All right. And then the fifth one I thought was kind of sweet. It's, he goes, Paul, Boog, I thought of a great nickname for you. The Chicken Water Kid. What do you think of that?
What did you think of that?
I like it. Oh, so that's Sunday the afternoon baseball with Dave and the Chicken Water Kid.
Oh, Boog Powell.
Oh, what a...
Do you remember that?
Oh, man, what a guy. Oh,
wow.
Love that guy.
All right.
We met him when we were in Baltimore.
That's right.
And that was another year, but this year that we're talking about, that we're reviewing.
Yeah, we had two trips that we went on.
That's right.
We went to Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And for the sake of setting up this next bit, we went to outer space.
That's right.
So, yeah, no, so pay attention. In order, it's Detroit, and then... outer space.
This is about the fun times we had in Detroit and outer
space.
All right. Okay, so we're going to Detroit in 8 days. And I came up with 4 ways we can go to Detroit for free.
Oh, cool. This will be good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to save money, right?
Yeah.
Of course, Paul's already going to Detroit for free because that was his birthday present.
Thank you so much again, guys. I can't tell you. Like, I was honestly pretty touched by that gesture.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
And then I went home and worried about it.
We caused you a lot of anxiety.
Yep.
All right. This is ways for us to go to Detroit for free, which will help Steve and I and Andrea and Krista. Okay. Number one. We take pictures of ourselves with our arms and legs in the mouths of the tiger statues at Comerica Park, and then sue the tigers and show up in court with full body casts.
That's pretty good. It sounds like a lot of, like, leg work.
Yeah.
You know, like, beyond the trip.
I think it'll be fun, though.
It might be, yeah. So the statue tigers eat us.
Yeah, we sue... the tigers for letting their statues...
maul us within an inch of
our
lives.
And pretty much if we just make a body cast, it'll be convincing.
Wouldn't we have to spend money on making the body cast?
Yeah, that's part of what we're charging the tigers.
Oh, so we'd sue for that back.
We'd put that under legal fees.
Yeah.
For damages.
We're like, and you guys have to pay us for these body casts we made.
Yeah, that we made to make it look like we were hurt. I mean, oh God. Don't listen, Judge.
Ah, go Jays.
Go Jays, go Pace. All right, here's number two. This is ways to go to Detroit for free.
Okay.
We wear our Blue Jays shirts and hats.
Yep.
And sneak onto the Jays team bus.
Okay.
If people ask questions, we tell them we're Mike McCoy.
They won't know who he is anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
That guy, he probably
it's convincing.
The three of you are Mike McCoy.
I guess that's possible. I don't really know what he looks like.
Yeah. I didn't really realize Mike McCoy was three different guys who were shitty at baseball.
When we go to the border, we tell them we're American.
Yeah, which they'll believe.
And they'll be like, where are your passports? And we'll be like, you tell me, how did we leave America without a passport? And then they're like, oh, I don't know. And then they'll like be ruffling through their papers. Then we drive through the little arm into America, sue the U.S. government, and then show up in court in full body casts.
Dave and I have been to Comerica Park. We know what to expect.
Steve, we're going in.
Veterans of the circuit. Steve's going in
blind.
Blind. He doesn't know what to expect from a trip to Comerica Park. So I've written down 5 things that Steve Pookin does not know about Comerica Park to watch for. All
right.
Okay?
Great.
And Dave can back these up because he's been too.
We were there.
As many Blue Jays faithful know, Saturday afternoons at the Rogers Center are Junior J Saturdays, and after the game, the kids get to run the bases.
Yeah.
In Detroit, Steve, they have a tradition like that on Saturday afternoons where they get all the children to gather around. But instead of running the bases, they take turns braiding Maglio Ordonez's hair. Remember, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go for they run the bases, but people are chasing after them with guns. Because everyone in Detroit has a gun, as we know.
They chase children, shooting them.
Yeah, they're shooting around their feet. Hurry up! Run, kids!
Get out of the ballpark!
There's no other way you're going to make the majors!
You know how in Baltimore, we went to Baltimore last year.
Yeah.
They got Boog's Barbecue out in right field.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Hall of Famer Boog Powell runs a barbecue in
He's actually not a Hall of Famer. He's just a former MVP.
Is he? He's not a Hall of Famer?
I don't think he's in the Hall of Fame.
He's in my Hall of Fame.
For sure.
In the Orioles Hall of Fame.
He probably is in the Orioles Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But then so is Jay Gibbons.
He's back in baseball.
Yeah, I know. Good. Great.
Right, good for him.
Good. was wondering about him. So they don't have a Boog's Barbecue there for obvious reasons, Steve.
Yeah.
But they do have a section in right where you stand in line and Miguel Cabrera drunkenly breaks a chair over your head.
Surprisingly popular.
People queue up for that.
Yeah. Like, oh, just to be near him.
Such talent.
He does it right up to the game time, too.
He doesn't cut any corners, that
oh,
one.
Oh, man. He sure has problems with drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. In honor of the visit of the Houston astronauts to our burg, I always refer to them as the astronauts, out of respect. Five things that would be different if baseball was played in space.
Whoa.
Is this the same as yours?
Nope.
Okay, great.
Why would I think of that? Why would two people think of that?
All right, number one. Less gravity in space,
mm-hmm.
which means bigger home runs,
mm-hmm.
which means they would have to make bigger stadiums,
mm-hmm.
which means it would be harder to see the players. So, low attendance. Also, no one lives in space. Another reason for low attendance.
So how big would the... What kind of dimensions are we talking?
We're talking like a quarter of the moon.
Is the baseball field?
Yeah, but there's no seats. 'Cause no one lives on the moon, Paul.
People visit the moon, though.
Yeah, that's true. Like Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah.
Okay, two seats.
So one for Buzz Aldrin and one for Buzz Aldrin's drink.
Yeah. Oh, this is a good one. Alright. Number two, another thing that would be different if baseball was played in space. Games would sometimes be called Due to Aliens from the movie Aliens.
No, those are the worst kinds of aliens.
Yeah.
Probably. They're so ferocious.
I can't think of a worse kind of alien that I would want to meet.
Yeah, they can't be reasoned with.
Yeah. Yeah, and they come out of your chest.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be the worst. If you're just playing a game and then an alien came out of Edwin Encarnacion's chest. Everyone would be like, well, at least it wasn't Bautista. Yeah. Oh god, the alien!
We really went to space.
Yeah, we didn't just talk about it.
Yeah, we went there.
For sure. And got killed by aliens.
That's right. We've had some awesome guests on the podcast first season. We were really lucky to get...
It wouldn't be what it was without some of the awesome guests.
Yeah, we were really lucky to get great guests this year. So let's hear a few of the best guest moments. Obviously, these aren't all of the best guest moments, because everyone we had on the show was pretty much dynamite. but here no losers are
this year.
No losers. This year we're gonna have all losers.
Yeah.
So
stacked.
Yeah. We're gonna yeah. Yeah.
Stacked with losers.
We're gonna start with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Week one. Yeah, they give everyone else a 1 week head start. That's why they lose anything. So many games. okay.
Well, here first is
the first guest we had on.
Our very good friend, Tim Gilbert.
That's right. And this is just a short clip of a really funny joke that Tim told on the show that haunts my dreams to this day. It was also my birthday on this day. You don't need to know that.
Okay. Here's another one. Two Yankees fans walk into a bar, and the bartender says, "We don't serve your kind here." And the Yankees fans say, "What, you don't serve Yankees fans?" And the bartender says, "We don't serve you because we shouldn't even let you into a bar because you're 69ing each other." Right?
Yeah. Another slice of life. Good one, Tim.
Well said.
Then we had my friend Alex on the podcast.
That's right, on the podcast. Alex was on the podcast.
And right before he came to the podcast, he stopped at the coffee time.
Yeah, he purchased us a gross snack that we could all eat together on the podcast. Oh, update, we're not eating snacks on the podcast next year because we edited so many podcasts and there's so much raw cutting room floor footage of us eating pretzels and like
hour one to hour three pizza eating.
And like 90% of the time one of the three of us would be allergic to one of the snacks. So there were constant trips to the hospital. Yeah.
There's a lot of guests who were actually paramedics.
Yeah. Dave just air quoted guests. Okay, so without further ado, here is Alex Perala telling us about coffee bits, which are imitation Timbits
from
Coffee Time.
I went in and I was like, listen, I don't want to fuck around. I have to be on a podcast in 15 minutes. Can you just get me the sprinkled Timbits? And he said, but they're coffee bits.
Then you punched him in the face.
And I said, I don't give a shit what they are.
You were like, what did I say?
And he was like, I don't know if that's a rhetorical question or not.
Yeah, so, yeah, then he gave me sprinkled bits, he gave me some drugs, and I left.
Great.
Yeah.
What kind of drugs did you get?
Oh, some E.
Some E?
Yeah. You're going to go to a rave later?
I thought you guys might.
You don't hear much about E these days. It was the time it was that drug was on the up and up.
It was all they had.
That's weird.
Like, we're out of everything except E. And we haven't been out of that in 10 years.
Look, it's Sunday morning, man. We don't have anything but E.
We only have one drug, and that's E. We only have one CD, and that's the Chemical Brothers.
Yeah, there's like three guys working this story. The forward one, the tough one, and the stupid one.
Yeah. Wait, which one am I? The stupid one?
You bet.
Oh! Every time.
Every time. Well, everyone has their niche.
That's what you get for listening to the Chemical Brothers.
Yeah, what was their famous song?
Back when I was black rocking beats.
Wow, that was really good.
Oh, that was a good time.
Yeah, a good time had by all.
We oft refer back to that incident.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
But let's have a little education, Paul.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I loved about having guests on? I was constantly learning new things.
Mm-hmm. There were fountains of information, just like one of our guests.
Darren Barlow. We had Mel Paribou and Darren Barlow, really good friends of ours, 1 week. And then Darren, who you don't really think of as a sports historian, gave us a little insight into how baseball became the game it is today.
Yeah.
Just listen.
Interesting. The sex analogy for baseball, the bases...
Yeah.
It originally started because they didn't have bases in the first 20 years of baseball. They just had spots. So you were just on your first spot, second spot. It was kind of silly. So, players were standing around a lot, and because they lacked athletic ability, it got tiring for them. So they started putting out pillows on the bases, and it was actually called first pillow, second pillow, third pillow.
Yeah.
And they could take naps during the game. And that's how this sexual reference came, because you're sharing your pillow with this other guy, this dude. You
lie down.
Both there, lying together,
just
sleeping.
Face to face.
Spooning.
And then, you've been spooned sometimes in the dirt. And it created the sex analogy.
And eventually, if you lie down on a pillow with someone in dirt for long enough, you're eventually going to start doing stuff, fooling around.
Yeah.
Right?
You can't really help it.
Shit's going to connect.
you're going to make a connection.
No, the pillow evolved to a base, and that was Mr. Peanut.
No,
you
wait a minute. There was...
Mr. Peanut, he's a real gentleman.
Before that, they put a whole mattress there, didn't they? A whole king-size mattress.
Oh, you're right, I skipped that part.
But they were, the thing, they took up so much space, they were too close together, you could literally jump from one mattress to the next.
They were almost, the mattress was almost touched.
Which was a lot of fun, but seemed kind of pointless.
Why would Mr. Peanut make the bases harder?
Well, he discovered baseball in the late 80s. And
he said it was invented in 53.
Yeah.
Well, it's a long process to get all.
So he discovered baseball after Tom Selleck invented the bat.
Exactly. Well, he lives in London, England. He's a real gentleman.
What does he sound like again?
He's got an accent.
What does he sound
like? How does that go?
It's jolly good game of baseball. Pretty much it.
So you're saying baseball was invented, but Mr. Peanut only found out about it.
That's what I meant. He found out about it, and he was like, how can I make this better? But was like, how can I make this better?
Yeah.
And he...
And then his monocle fell out.
Sometimes it does, but it always gets back. But he made that decision, and it caught on. He suggested it. His bases. Base makes sense.
Better than pillows, though?
Well, it was mattresses at this point, so...
Right. So everyone was tripping all over the place.
Yeah, they were tripping hazard. It was dangerous. You know.
Okay.
That's a history lesson for you.
And now you know.
Dom DeLuise.
I thought you were eating that snack mix and you were allergic to it.
Get out the EpiPen.
Okay.
So then we had Dylan Gott on.
Yeah, I think this requires little explanation.
Basically, we were watching the Rays game, and Dylan noticed that Joe Maddon
had grown his hair out a little bit. He took exception to Joe Maddon's new look.
Thought it made him look like a bit of a perv.
And we were left with this.
What's on in those Fox executive meetings?
Joe Maddon goes in and gives them the programming for the week. First of all, Megan Fox's butt for 20 minutes. Just her butt. Yeah.
Just butts.
Just butts.
Show more of those butts. Let's have a little more butts.
Girl's butt. And you switch to a guy's butt. He shits his fucking pants. That's it. That's your whole fucking show.
We should have you come on as a regular character as Joe Maddon.
I will. Jesus Christ.
So Joe Maddon, we're looking for a family wholesome drama. Do you have any ideas there?
No.
Oh, we're looking for a show about Megan Fox's butt. Do you have an idea?
Yeah, I've got a lot of those. Megan Fox's butt and me. Good cop, bad cop thing. I am the bad cop, and she's the good cop, and I just lick on that good cop.
So you solve crimes?
No, I just lick her butt.
What about a show based on
you don't have
based on ogling
you
chicks at an Esso?
Okay. All right.
Who do you think we can get to star in that?
Well, I think I would be a good star. And then, of course, Megan Fox's butt. And that's it.
That's a show I hope gets made.
Yeah.
Strong.
Yeah, the good cop, bad cop one?
Yeah, or all of them.
All of them.
With Megan Fox's butt. Weren't we? Yeah, we were going to make that a recurring character, but then Dylan said he never, ever wanted to come back.
Yeah, and he slapped us across the face.
Oh, except that he is coming back. We'll get to that later. Yeah. Shut up. One of my favorite moments this year was the live show.
Oh, yeah.
That we did.
That was a good time.
That was an amazing time. That made me want to do more live shows.
If you want to listen to the whole thing, it's episode number 24.
Yeah,
before this.
What a great episode that was.
But here's a little tidbit where we were introducing Nick Flanagan, who did some comedy on the show.
Things got out of control. If you guys missed the sweet sounds of Buck Martinez and Pat Tabler, here they are again.
That's right. Also on the show is Nick Flanagan. That's right.
Wait a minute. Didn't I just talk about him?
Nope.
Okay.
Stay on board, Buck. Nick Flanagan is the winner of the Golden Flanagan Award for the tallest Flanagan at the Flanagan Family Reunion. He's also the Emperor of Mexico. Also, he once told a joke that was so powerful it broke the salsa barrier.
Wow!
Oh, wait, I mean the sound barrier.
I broke the salsa barrier today. I was eating these chips, and I dropped the bowl, which I call the salsa barrier.
I'm sorry to hear that, Buck.
Ah.
What are you going to put your salsa in from now on?
Fucking fists. Fists. Mostly fists.
Hold that salsa tight, buddy.
I got to put it in my fist.
Oh, man. That wasn't the only thing that happened on the live show, though.
No, but I do still refer to a salsa container or a chip bowl as a salsa barrier.
Just in everyday life?
Yeah, oh, for sure. You have to laugh. Okay, so before we get to this next part, it's Steve, our producer. Say hi, Steve.
Hey, guys.
Okay, Steve has a full-scale, unprompted... Did we prompt it?
It was out of nowhere.
Yeah, it was out of nowhere.
It was an out-of-nowhere meltdown.
A full-scale meltdown. So before we get to that...
We just need to set up so you see where Steve was coming from when this happened.
We do have a history of making fun of Steve and giving him generally a pretty hard time on the show.
All the fucking time.
As you'll see in this next clip.
Last picture, is that Louis Perez?
Oh!
Steve, you can't be sarcastic about every J like they're our worst player.
You think he can, but
he can keep that up.
Like every single person who's up, you're like, oh, great. Sean Campson.
Fucking Statler and Waldorf over there.
The only pitcher who's worse than this guy is the next guy. Louis Perez, more like Pooey Perez.
That is an accurate recount of our bullpen.
Frank Francisco, more like Frank San Pissing My Coffee School. Jose Bautista's hurt. What else is new? SpongeBob SquarePants! More like SpongeBob Gay Pants! Let's bat him clean up!
I quit.
And that was 5 uninterrupted episodes. Minutes of making fun of Steve.
What an asshole!
Really gave him the gears Muppet style.
Boom, 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 boom.
Which is why he did this.
So I'm watching the game the other night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And something rather humorous.
Guys, I gotta stop you.
Steve.
What? Steve? You're not supposed to talk on the podcast. Steve.
We try to shut this shit down every week and kind of keep it to a trim, yeah. Like, oh no, the Jays. Every
week. You know, I produce this show, right?
Yeah, you do a great job.
Yeah, you're usually there. And in some capacity with your large headphones.
Yeah, you check the levels.
Yeah, you get the levels where they need to be, buddy. We really like the work you do.
And you know how to work the editing machine.
You look like you're about to cry. You got something to say?
Yes.
Can I keep my hand just right here for a bit?
Can you stop touching me?
All right.
Please?
Oh, this is a left turn.
I didn't really bank on having a nervous breakdown.
Constant disrespect, guys.
This is kind of bad timing, Steve.
I really
feel like if you had an issue with us, you should have addressed it earlier.
Yeah.
I think this is the perfect time to do it. Everyone's here. You can't lie or do any of that shit, okay? You got to hear me out.
Are you calling us liars?
For Steve, the moment. You know that we both put in $40 for the microphone and you only put in $20.
Yeah, that's why you don't get to talk as much.
$20.
It's a pecking order.
Put you over the line. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to afford the microphone.
Oh, yeah, and then this whole thing would never have happened.
Exactly.
Oh, what a nightmare world.
We're sorry, friend.
Guys, I have a story to tell you.
Okay.
Well, don't come out to us.
Paul.
Not here.
I was crying myself to sleep last night. Watching the Rangers game.
Me too, buddy.
They fucking lost.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Dave.
I agree with that.
You and your fucking Cardinals, the Yankees of the National League. Come on.
Snap.
I was crying myself to sleep, thinking it was the game. But then I thought, wait a minute. There's something else that's bugging me. I have some things to get off my chest. This is the last podcast of the season.
That's true.
I got some shit to deliver, okay? You're going to fucking listen.
Somebody get real in here.
A little bit of feedback for next year.
Okay.
Exactly. We got to change the shit up, okay?
Steve, should we be writing this down?
Writing it down in your mind.
Okay.
Can you photocopy these and give them to us after?
As long as you pay for the copies.
Do you have this all saved to your iPhone?
Possibly.
I need to borrow some money.
Steve, can you buy us a new microphone?
Fuck you and listen to my concerns, okay?
Okay.
Number one, constantly being sexually harassed. Stop trying to touch my junk when we're recording.
That's a good bit.
So who? Yeah.
It's not respectful. I'm your producer.
Yeah, but how, like, it's valid.
How is it valid?
Hey, couple of boys, you know?
Yeah. Couple of boys. It's a long 3 hours we're watching that baseball game. Yeah.
All right.
Everyone's going to turn into a filthy sex pervert sooner or later.
Well, Dave, where are you?
Yeah.
I got one specifically for you.
What? No, Paul does all the bad things.
No, you... There's a whole podcast when the entire thing you insulted me, so come on.
Yeah, eat shit, Dave.
Dave... You told me you'd rather hang out with struggling Blue Jay Sean Camp than me. You said that he'd make a better kisser than me. But come to think of it, you may have said pitcher.
Dave, that was out of line, buddy. Sean Camp's all gummy. You know, he's all gums.
Well,
I think Steve would be Sean a better kisser, to be fair.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Sean Camp, better pitcher. Steve Pookin, better kisser.
Okay.
Thank you.
Because of the gums.
Just want to get credit where credit's due, okay?
All right. So that's it, you're a fine kisser.
No. I got so many more.
Okay.
You continually provide an unsafe work environment by making me sit on a chair made out of asbestos. Asbestos!
Well, is that chair ever lit on fire?
Doesn't it keep you warm? We were worried about your warmth.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
There's one that's really concerns me, though, Paul. That you have another podcast called Saturday Afternoon Racism with Paul.
You listen to AM radio?
I do.
I don't think you'd find me.
I don't care what you think of Tory Hunter and what he did to you. It's hurting our listenership.
Okay.
Paul, he probably wouldn't have found you if you didn't record it in his bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
And you make me produce it?
I am actually disappointed that you would bring that up.
Why? Why is that?
I defended you. Remember when Dave said you were a bad kisser? Remember when you told me to not keep my hand here? Guess what?
All right, what?
Stop.
Hey, Paul.
Stop.
Paul, let him have his moment.
You really hurt me when you changed the name of the podcast name from Baseball with Steve and the Gang. It was clearly about me. Come on.
Well, you were outvoted. I mean, it's just it's a little less catchy.
I think, yeah, it was a 2-1 vote.
It cuts less to the core of the show.
Yeah.
Is the problem.
Who's this gang, people are always asking.
Yeah. And why are they so cool? We should have called it Cool in the Gang.
Yeah.
We're all in the same gang, guys. Come on.
The Bloods?
Why is it Steve?
The Crips, actually.
Okay.
This is the last one, I promise.
I really didn't mean to upset you.
Well, you have to hear them now, okay?
We have to.
You promised that I would get paid. Dave, you said that I should quit my job and focus on producing the podcast.
And you're a lot better producer because of
that. I just want to interject for a minute. We didn't really say you get paid. We said that you'd find it rewarding. And what you derive from that is really on you, buddy.
And then we touched you.
Yeah.
On the shoulder.
That's right.
Get your hands fucking off me.
Okay, buddy. He's really wound today.
On a related note, since I have no money, I can only eat during the podcast, as you know.
Yeah.
And all you guys give me is leftover half-eaten hot dogs. Worse yet, they're cold.
Well.
Yeah. Well, you didn't want to pay the microwave fee.
Cold hot dog, hot dick, right, big guy? Hot dick.
Yeah. It's to help your dick get hot.
Hot dick.
It's a known cure for cold dick.
I'm going to get off stage in a second because I can't take this anymore.
Okay. You're going to keep producing this podcast, though, right?
Yeah. Right, one last point. You sold my CD collection without asking to fund the podcast, and all I got in return was something called Coffee Tips and a used Chemical Brothers CD.
In all fairness, how much money do you think we could get for Smashing Pumpkins bootleg?
At least $5.
Yeah. Ah, Steve.
Makes me sad to think about.
Steve. Steve just knocked over a glass or something.
It's all that anger that's still pent up from over the winter.
And that's why things like that happen. Finally... it wasn't all smooth sailing this year.
No, mostly smooth sailing.
Yeah,
mostly calm waters.
Mostly calm waters and raw footage of us eating chips. But there was one instance where we had to rely on our pure comedy instincts.
Yeah, you see, the thing is, where I live in the North Junction, the power goes out several times a summer.
Yeah.
And one of those times, it happened during the podcast.
On Sunday afternoon.
If you'll believe it.
The Yankees were in town, and then all hell broke loose.
Ah!
What happened?
Ah, the power went out.
The power went out!
Oh, God.
When does the power come back on?
Oh, soon, I hope.
You know, we're running on reserve battery power now, eh?
Yeah. Luckily, they've been loaded up pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, what happens now? Oh, I hope this isn't forever. I'm gonna look outside.
See if your house is on fire.
Well, the only way to tell if that's to look outside. Yeah, not much happening out there. Oh, what if it's a zombie apocalypse?
Oh, that would be bad.
Oh, but then this would be the record they would find of the zombie apocalypse many years in the future.
Yeah.
It's like 1 minute in, the power's out. 30 minutes in, oh,
zombie apocalypse!
The zombies always enter a room shouting that it is the zombie apocalypse. I wish I had a ton of ice cream in my freezer so we'd have an excuse to eat all of it.
Yeah. We can go out and buy some.
Yeah. Half off melting ice cream.
I actually got some good news.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from the wires.
Okay.
From the telegraphs.
Yeah. What did they say?
Well, we have some audio footage of what's going on in the game right now.
Oh, great.
So we're going to go live to Buck Martinez and Pat Tabler.
Oh, thank God.
So
We can probably only get a few minutes of it.
Yeah.
For as long as old Buck's voice holds on.
Before they're eaten by zombies.
Yeah. Before the zombie apocalypse gets them.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Seven out in the seventh. Here comes Adam Lims. He's batting 3,000. Look at how big he is.
The important thing to remember is that Adam Lind is as big as three guys standing on each other's shoulders.
Wait a minute. Who's Adam Lind?
Oh, sorry, Adam Lambs.
Who's that?
Who do you think we're talking about right now?
Okay, top of the 12th. The batter is Jose Gonzalez. He's back after breaking both of his ankles, Pat.
God bless you, Jose.
Hey, the best part about this is now it's the top of the 30th, and the batter is Derek Jeter.
Buck, I've never realized how much you rely on the scoreboards being on in the stadium.
Well, I'm assuming, if I have to give a rough estimate, that it's 500-0. The Blue Jays are beating all three teams they've played today.
Yeah, there's the Yankees.
Yeah.
The New Yankees.
And the New York Yankees.
Yeah. Way to go, New York Yankees.
Yeah.
Expansion team.
500-0. Here comes Miss America. She's batting cleanup for the New York Yankees.
Oh, she looks great.
Yeah. She's really sexy.
Who wants to eat this ice cream?
We have to eat all the ice cream really quick, and it's essential that we do for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's gonna melt because there's no power. Number two, the zombie apocalypse is coming.
We can't let them eat our ice cream.
No way.
Because then the zombies win.
Ah.
Oh, wait. Here comes the zombies right now.
Zombie apocalypse.
Not interested, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Phew, tight squeeze.
Okay. So Miss America just struck out and then hit herself in the face with her titties. So she'll be out for the rest of the season.
Get better, Miss America.
Yeah. Okay, up next we have... Derek Jeter's dog.
Yeah.
Alex Rodriguez.
Little Derek.
We call him Little Derek. Because he looks like a little deer.
Yeah. But yeah. It's actually Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Oh, and here's something exciting. Roy Halladay's in town, and he's walking up to the podium now.
We pause for a Roy Halladay interview. Struck out, Roy!
What an asshole!
What's your key to success? Sounds interesting and complicated. If you had to pick your greatest moment as a Blue Jay, what would it be and why? Yeah, I agree with the wet fart.
That was Roy Halladay. Happened to be by the stadium today.
Yep.
Giving his best memories. Oh, and that... That was brought to you by electricity.
Electricity.
Letting us down right
Never
now.
Never there when you need it. Have you ever thought about becoming a Foley artist?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe I should. But I'm only specializing
in Okay, real quick. Do Roy Halladay walking.
Okay.
Somebody's chasing you through the woods now. You run into a bear and you don't know where to go. know the best part about that was, like, you really commit to this. I wish people could see it, but his eyes got super wide. So some important life choices are all it's going to have to make. Oh. Oh. We have lost all credibility this week.
Wow.
I have no words.
That was like that movie Alive.
That was like that movie Pocahontas because they didn't have electricity.
Yeah, it was like that movie Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Yeah, that was like that movie.
That was like that movie Season 5 of Lost.
That was like that movie, what's the movie they don't have power in? Lady Hawk?
Lady Hawk.
Really grasping at straws now.
I agree. Okay, yeah. So those were our favorite moments of Season 1.
Oh, man, what a good time. I think Season 2, though, is going to be even more dynamite.
Well, we're kicking it off April 1st at the Comedy Bar Lounge.
No joke.
Who's on the show, Dave?
Oh, we got Dylan Gott.
Let me name the other guy.
All right.
Brian Barlow.
You got it.
Yeah.
And don't forget Matt Cowell of Matt Cowell. Stats.
Is he going to be Jose Bautista again?
Maybe, maybe not.
He's got to clear whatever he does with us.
Hmm?
I don't know.
I don't know. No, he doesn't. History shows that he does not have to clear anything for those.
Can Matt Cowell top his all-time record of racism during a comedy set? We'll find out April 1st at the Comedy Bar Lounge for Sunday Afternoon Baseball. I've been Paul Frank.
I've been Dave Barkley.
I've been producer Steve Pukin.
And get ready for 2012. Let's go Blue Jays and go fuck yourselves, everybody.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourselves, everyone.